I think it goes back to historically on who owned immunizations, and it was owned by the state. You know, when we do childhood vaccinations, it's a statewide initiative. And therefore, you know, there was not so much a need to cross state lines with that information. However, this pandemic has made all of our states in the Midwest realize that we need to have a universal way to communicate. And so I do believe, just sitting on some of the state calls that I've been able to participate in, that there are active conversations occurring that allows particularly the Ohio and Indiana registries to communicate with Michigan and vice versa, so that we do have a little bit better transparency and we can get a more accurate idea of our true vaccination rates for the respective states. So that is in the works, but that's going to take some time. I will tell you, working with, you know, IT and electronic health records, there's a lot of work behind the scenes that has to occur before those can roll out.